Danny Bird has worked for 30 years in masonry, laying brick and doing stonework. For a long time, he made a good living. But for the last few years, his business and income has shrunk by about half. The 47-year-old blames that on 9/11 and the sagging economy that has followed.
You know, everything was going fine, and all of a sudden, it's just like going outside and you got a water spigot running full speed, and then you go out and cut it off about halfway. You know, that kind of hurts you, and then you go out and cut it off some more.
Bird was struggling financially. He had 4 children at home.
It is stressful to be sitting at the house. You know, I couldn't dare go start a job now making $5, $6, $7 an hour. You know what I'm saying?
He had a lot of downtime in between his sporadic masonry jobs. That's when he discovered something new. Bees, thousands of them, the kind that make honey, and honey sells. Bird liked both so much, he decided to reinvent himself and become a part-time beekeeper. In a field in Wilkes County near the town of Washington, Bird opens one of 16 rectangular boxes holding hundreds of bees. It's remote and secluded here. Inside the boxes, the bees build their honeycombs on frames, depositing pollen and producing honey. Bird uses a smoker to calm the bees. He pulls a frame out of the box.
Right here, I got a little bit more honey in this box, see?
It's dripping.
Oh, yeah.
It's fresh golden clover honey. He's pulled 130 gallons this year alone.
That's a good feeling when you pull up here and you back up here to your truck and you pop these tops off and these boxes slap full of honey.
His grandfather had been a beekeeper, but Bird didn't do it himself until he bought some bees to help pollinate his garden. That's when he was bitten with the beekeeping bug.
To me, though, I mean, it's really fascinating how that you can take a wooden box and put the frames and the wax in it, and you put your bees in it, and then you just set them out there. They would stand the wind, the rain, the cold, the heat. It just amazes me what they do.
So Bird set out to learn about the bees, and there was a lot of homework to do. He talked to fellow beekeepers, and he read books.
My wife, you know, she bought this book, and they got a big joke out of it. It said on there, Beekeeping for Dummies. They got...
For real?
Right, really, yeah.
Bird also invested his own money in the frames and boxes where the bees make their honey and turned his living room into a workshop to build them. He gave away his honey at first, but as he got more experienced, he decided to go into business. He even came up with a name for it. Birds and the Bees, and he began to sell. That's what he does every chance he gets. He sells at festivals and often sets up at the Courthouse Square in Washington, selling jars of clover and wildflower honey off the back of his truck.
I take one of these.
Okay, all right, that'll be $6 for that.
Bird says he's made a profit the last couple of years, about $14,000 to $15,000. It's not nearly the salary he got when there was more masonry work, and times are still tough. He's not sure where he'll take his small business from here, but he's found his honey business to be personally rewarding. A sweet deal for now in a sour economy. For GPB News, I'm Mary Ellen Cheatham in Augusta.